Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, welcome, 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 welcome. Step right up, step right up, step right up. Tony Danza on the board, ladies and gentlemen. Coming live to you from the sunny studio, Mr. Nice Guy Studio, Hollywood, California. We bring to you another edition, The Night Shift. I've got Nice. WMNG, Mr. Nice Guy Radio. Time to turn your dad to the station to make you smile. The Night Shift with Guy Nice. We're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. We're sponsored and brought to you by your friendly neighborhood, Mr. Nice Guy. You can find Mr. Nice Guy on Twitter at Mr._NiceGuyTees. Also on Instagram at Mr. Nice Guy Tees. And the online store is squareup.com/market/MNGTees. T-E-E-S. Make sure you check that out. Enter that promo code GotNice. GotNice! Get you a discount, you know what I'm saying? The Nice Shit with GotNice. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out to everybody in the Nice Guy Nation. Shout out to everybody in Radio Land. That call-in number is 516-418-5813. That's 516-418-5813. Now, last night, for a good amount of time, by GoFundMe, you know what I'm saying? And GoFundMe is not something that's new, okay? It's been around. I've seen it before. A lot of people used it for projects and products and inventions. I've seen good ideas from companies, small companies, that have presentation with a GoFundMe page for you to, quote unquote, purchase their products or to invest in the creation of this product, securing your procurement of that, of said product. Yeah, I've been reading a lot of law books today. Got some things coming up. I'm trying to be sharp. I'm still thrown off and curious and shocked to a degree about some of the uses, some of the things people are using GoFundMe for. We talked about last night the guy trying to start his photography career with his GoFundMe page, saying, help me demonstrate to my kid how to feel your dreams, and the impact that possibly could have and be seen in a counterproductive sort of way. And then we do the after show meeting and shit and whatever. And the other guy, our producer, tonight's special guest producer, Tony Danza. But our normal producer, the other guy, came with this crazy shit. He came with this crazy shit. Like, yeah, man, y'all ain't never seen this thing. Euro 2024, blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah. We're like, what the fuck? I don't know, what the fuck? Where you going with this shit? You know what I'm saying? We talking about GoFundMe. Now he on some other, so he started playing the video. And the video on some other shit, too. Like, doom, blah, 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 blah. This is how I do. No, welcome. That nice-ass voice and all this shit. Trying to set the tone for you, dog. And they talk about how they plan to evolutionize the world. Not revolutionize. And now this is me, this is my words, evolutionize the world. What, that's what they're trying to do. My opinion, if y'all want to coin that phrase, you know, I'll make it cheap for you. You know what I'm saying? I ain't Martin Shkreli. You know, and the other guy also say, why the fuck Kanye ain't asked Martin Shkreli for money? But we're going to get to that in a minute, you know what I'm saying? I got more Kanye in the show tonight for all you Kanye haters and the Kanye fans a little bit too. You know what I'm saying? More to the Kanye haters. We cater to the Kanye haters. Right here on the Night Shift. Guy Nice. Mr. Nice Guy Radio. WMNG. Two times for your mind. R.I.P. Lamar. For real? Motherfucker said that the other day. For real? Anyway, you hear it first. They plan to evolutionize the world. And their term, what they're trying to create, is neo-humanism. So, he showed us the video, and now we all fucked up on some other shit. You know what I'm saying? We stuck. We dumbfounded and shit. Yeah, nobody know what to think. We were having a conversation about GoFundMe, and now we done looked at this super crazy shit. So, you know what I'm saying? At first, I'm like, man, you know, we just talked about what we talked about last night. There wasn't even the Breaking Bad shit. We just talked about the Breaking Bad shit, how popular that became. That shit wasn't even real. So I was like, you never know with this shit, bro. Like, let's check this shit out for real. So we go to their website, which you can find for yourselves at 2045.com. 2045.com. They're not sponsored by us. You know what I'm saying? No promotion and none of that. This ain't no advertisement, no plug. This is simply for educational purposes. The 2045 initiative was founded by Russian entrepreneur Dmitry Iskov in February 2011 with the participation of leading Russian specialists in the field of neural interfaces, robotics, artificial organs and systems. The main goals of the 2045 initiative are to create and realize a new strategy for the development of humanity, which meets global civilization challenges. The creation of optimal conditions promoting the spiritual enlightenment of humanity and the realization of a new futuristic reality based upon five principles: high spirituality, high culture, high ethics, high science, and high technologies. Listen, man, I already mastered y'all shit, so if you holler at me, I can tell you how to get, you know what I'm saying? Meet me in Denver. I'm going to show you more than you even know. The main science mega project of the 2045 initiative aims to create technologies enabling the transfer of an individual's personality to a more advanced non-biological carrier and extending life, including to the point of immortality. We devote particular attention to enabling the fullest possible dialogue between the world's major spiritual traditions, science, and society. A larger scale transformation of humanity, comparable to some of the major spiritual and science tech revolutions in history, will require a new strategy. They go on to tell you in greater detail of the possibilities of implanting, that wouldn't that be the proper term, implanting your consciousness into non-biological being, essentially a robot is what we're talking about, artificial intelligence, because what else would you put it in? This non-biological, everything of this earth is biological. Would that be correct? Huh? And that makes it biological, right? You study that shit in biology. So all this shit is biological. So for something to be non-biological.
Like a rock.
Oh, yeah, all right. So whatever. I ain't going to get into that now. We'll do the study. I failed biology, too, just in case you didn't know. I ain't no science motherfucker, dog. I'm not big on you. I'm not big on your mumbo-jumbo, bruh. You know what I'm saying? For simple cases and simple facts and simple reasons. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing with everything else, right? You have people who do this that might be exceptional. You know what I'm saying? And they good. Like, they got good minds and good hearts, and they dedicated, and they hard workers, and they're passionate and believe in what they're doing. So they will excel at what they do, whether it's, you know, being a scientist and trying to gather information and, you know, discover things, and are you talking about being the best garbage man, you know what I'm saying? Are you talking about being the best pole man? Are you talking about being the best fireman? Are you talking about being the best fucking PE coach? Whatever you talking about. You got people that's going to excel at that shit and who really about that shit, and therefore they're going to be good at what they do. So I'm not saying you ain't got a handful of cats who did some reliable shit, who went out there and gathered some information and had some ideas. But I'm saying in any field, you don't have enough people who are dedicated to what this is to really get all of the evidence, because you need a lot of different eyes and views and minds working on that to understand what it really is. Like, you with one person's point of view, we admit it as fact based upon these things that we have, this standard that's set and whatever, but how many times do we manipulate that standard or skew it one way or another, or slide the scale just a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And once again, I'm talking about a wide range of shit, man. I'm talking about justice, I'm talking about all around the board. Like, it's real. Well, tell you, listen to what I'm saying. You know? This is science, and they are saying these things are fact based upon this, and you can prove it and whatever, whatever. But hey, man, you know what I'm saying? How many people in this world are dedicated to going out there and continue to repeat that? Because me and you can't never find out whether or not that's real, because we can't do that. We don't have the resources. We don't have the time. We don't even know what the fuck we talking about. Gravity waves and particle reactors and dark matter and whatever the fuck. God particle fool. You don't know what the fuck going on out here, bro. Because it's NASA. It's just what they saying is 100% real. I'm crazy, right? I'm the conspiracy dude. I'm, you know what I'm saying, all that and shit. But I'm just saying, why? I'm asking the question, why? How come everything they say got to be real? How come everything they, like, what if everything they ever told you was a lie? Everything. Like, not just some of it, but everything they ever told you was a lie. And I ain't picking on NASA. Let's take Facebook or take MySpace. Shout out to Tom. You know what I'm saying? If anybody got Tom as a friend on Facebook, tell him to add me, shout it. Thurgood Jenkins. Freak out nice. Shout out to the people who really know where the hell that came from, bro. Because people who have stopped me and say, what's up, man? What's up, Thurgood? I love that movie. Then we get into the talk about, yeah, well, I work for this company named Mr. Nice Guy. I felt like it was only appropriate, you know what I'm saying? He introduced you to Mr. Nice Guy, the brand. Nobody really never met Mr. Nice Guy, the man. You know what I'm saying? Man, just go up and down, come up, down the pipeline and shit. That's how, you know what I'm saying? And for you non-believers, we'll do a scope and show you. It's literally a pipe. It goes from here, you put it in, it's like a tube at the bank. Nobody know where it goes. You can't follow it, man. You can't follow it. Shout out to Mr. Nice Guy, wherever you are. But, they want to implant your consciousness into a robot in order to give you immortality. Essentially, you be able to live forever. And also go explore outer space and other planets, because now you don't have to worry about the limitations of your physical body. So you could go and live in a different environment on another planet and build shit there and inhabit that shit. Now, we were talking one night, me and the other guy, and he was talking to me about shit like this. And I said to him that I'm never interested in going to another planet, and I hope people never be able, I hope people never are successful in going to another planet, human beings. And he was like, damn, why you say that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I said something crazy. And I feel like because gonna go there, and whatever's there, gradually and immediately, we're going to begin to destroy it. Like, gradually, it will be destroyed. We will destroy what that is, because that's essentially why we're seeking refuge somewhere else. If you ain't listening to the shit that they're telling you, you know what I mean? Like, for as long as I've been alive, it being ozone depletion, global warming, sea level rising, whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Ever since I've been alive, they were talking about the changes in the effects on Earth and the things that we're doing. So essentially, these people are also saying they're going to provide you with a better world, because we're not going to need to do these things anymore. If you got technology to put my consciousness, I got you quotation again. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but I don't know what the fuck you're saying when you're going to put my consciousness, you're going to put my spirit into a robot. Nah, I'm good. But anyway, if you had the technology to put my spirit into a robot, I'm sure we won't be driving shit that's polluting the earth. be able to dispose of garbage in a better way. I don't understand how it's a good idea. People feel like it's a good idea to have a landfill. I don't, a bunch of garbage that you dump in one place. What you doing with that? You said allowing it to decay there and all that. Nigga, that is a good idea. Shout out to the landfill. Shout out to landfill from Beerfest. You know what I'm saying? Fuck the landfill. It got to be ways that we can better dispose of trash. You know what I'm saying? Composting and shit. Like, we really want to be more environment friendly. Because here, Mr. Nice Guy, that is one of the pillars of this organization. It's being eco-friendly. You know what I mean? Kind to the environment. I don't necessarily do the greatest job. I try, bro. But I ain't recycling. And I flick cigarette butts anywhere and shit. And it was like, this is completely off the subject, but I'm trying not to be a dick, bro. But you know what I'm saying? And I know there's places where it'd be like no smoking. Like a lot of hospitals now is no smoking, you know? And I'm not going to be a dick and say, yeah, I should be able to smoke here and all that shit. Because sick people are here, but I should be able to smoke here, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, not like that, but yeah, like that, bro. I'm not even inside. I'm in the parking deck. I'm not even bucking on y'all, like, just smoking in the front. Because I see these big signs that say, this is a tobacco-free facility and whatever. Like, what the fuck? People here is sick or visiting sick people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I come in the parking lot, I see a lady, I'm talking about with an IV stand, bro, in a hospital gown, and it's cold. And she's smoking a cigarette real bad with the nurse right behind her and shit. Like, I hit the corner, and I'm going down to get on the highway and shit. I see another lady standing out there in her socks, bro, hospital gown, across the street smoking a cigarette. I'm like, man, the thirst is real. When it gets you, it got you. DP, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Why you doing it like that, bro? Step outside the door, smoke a cigarette, come back inside, motherfucker. But this lady, I'm standing there smoking, you know, me doing my thing, I'm finna leave. So I just smoke my cigarette before I'm finna leave. Like I said, there's no smoking. And just walking by, like not even stop confrontationally, just walking by. And when you get way down the way, they say, there's no smoking in here. Man, whatever, shouty. If you really feel something, call security then. We'll square it up, you know what I'm saying? By the time I get here, I'll be gone, man. I ain't even trying to be a dick. I'm minding my business, shouty. This shit ain't bothering you. And if it is, so what, man? Last time I checked the country, you probably be able to be free. I'm not endangering nobody. I'm doing this in a safe way. Fool, I'm outside. I'm standing right here by the... Well, nah, in this case, I was inside. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the parking deck, cuz. I'm in the parking deck. It's outside. Anyway, fuck that bitch. That's how I felt about it. That's what I want to say. I'm not trying to be a dick, bro, but fuck that bitch. You know what I'm saying? And fuck you if you be on that super hater cigarette. And fuck you two times if you be on that super hater vape shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers vaping water shit. And you're like, nah, you can't do that in here. Man, fuck you, dog. I ain't finna kick it with you no more. You know what I'm saying? Like that. And then I'm chilling with this fool when we blowing out the bong and shit. And he like, nah, man, I don't want you to vape that in here. I don't know what that is. Man, fuck you. I'm out, bro. You gonna vape? You gonna bong? Up my weed, blow it out the pipe, and then I can't vape in here. All right, man, I'm going home. It's all good. I'm going somewhere where I'm welcome, where everybody knows your name. Got nice, motherfucker. Okay. Now, oh, I'm getting way, way out of the subject. I was straight all the way back. Let me rewind this motherfucker. Sorry, I'm just kicking in reverse. 2045 initiative. Start a Russian thing. They want to implant your consciousness into non-biological beings. Okay. Now, that was in 2011. The buddy founded the company. In 2012, they had a meeting and shit, and it became a global initiative. You know what I'm saying? Now it became something that the world adopted and supported. It's taking, essentially, to make a better civilization. They're saying the most appropriate way to do that is to find the ways to take your consciousness and put it into a robot, and in the world be composed of these, are they beings? What do we call those? What do we call this? I don't know, these things, for the world to be populated by these things, and these things for to continue carry on living our lives, bruh. In order to better humanity. So, let me get my notes again. I was clowning these motherfuckers the first time, but what I was saying was some real shit too. When people, when they are saying seeking a higher spirituality, that is going to allow you to speak a high, to explore a higher level of spirituality, I have a huge argument with that, bruh. How is that even going to be possible? The spirit belongs to spirit go together, right? Like they're made for each other, right? You know what I'm saying? Custom made, right? Like the pants and the jacket, motherfuckers. They made together for each other. So when you separate them two things, you're changing whatever this is. It's no longer the same. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even understand how this would work. I can't even begin to understand how this would work and why I would want you to take my consciousness or spirit and put it into a robot that could change shape and fly and, you know what I'm saying, and walk around and explore other planets and shit that's out here. Can't even understand. You know, like, first of all, for me, it's no fucking. It's no more fucking, bro. Like, you a thing now. It's not even a, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like pleasure would not be the same to you. I feel like all these things will be artificial. How could it not be? This thing is artificial, right? Non-biological. It's artificial. Like, every experience you have will be artificial. I guess I kind of started this battle a long time ago when I started talking about having an authentic life experience, right? Without even knowing about none of this technology and none of this shit. And they're essentially saying by the year 2045 is when they're trying to have these things active and in place where this is possible. The 2045 initiative is what I'm talking about, in case you ain't been paying attention. 516-418-5813, the night shield with God Nice. All right, we're running out of time getting low. But I do want to express to you the power and the magnitude of what the fuck this is and how they're trying, like, you know, I feel like you're getting into the other guy made a great point when he brought this up to the last night throughout the discussion, is that they never ask people, is this what we wanted? What did we deem this valuable? We support this. This is nothing that never went to a vote. This is something that they want to do for all people. I'm not saying it's mandatory. We don't know that yet. It ain't made it that far. You know what I'm saying? But we're saying that all these countries, representatives from all these countries, came together at a meeting and decided that this would be the best thing to do for the human race, for us as humanity. The best thing to do is turn us into robots, shouted. Like, not even the metaphorical turn us into robots, you know what I'm saying? Pink Floyd type of shit, bro. Like, nah, legitimate putting your consciousness into a non-biological fucking thing. That's the best thing to do for people. It's the only way we can achieve a society of high culture and high class and high spirituality, high technologies. For us to be able to do the things that you're saying to do is reaching them high technologies. So I know your argument is higher technology as well. Like I said, meet me in Denver. You know what I'm saying? I will put you on, motherfucker. Mr. Nice Guy. You already know. Shout out to everybody in Nice Guy Nation, man. It's fucked up, bro. That shit just fucks me up, bro. That blows my mind that that's the plan. And you ain't never heard about it. But GoFundMe is how I started this. So this company, or, you know, this group or whatever, you know what I'm saying, they have it set up where you can go there and donate money. You can join and become a member and say you're down and you want to do it. And they got like 48,000 people or 480,000 people, one or the other, you know what I'm saying? to me, it don't make a difference. And that's 100,000 people. It don't make a difference to me because I feel like the fact that any thousands of people have signed up for this already, it's like, bro. Anyway, they essentially on some GoFundMe shit come and pay and help us to do this. So I'm reading in the news today about the same old shit with Kanye and Mark Zuckerberg and him asking for money and shit because he in debt. And I, like, you know, I gave a lot of the other side last night, like, hey, let's not be so, you know, whatever. But on this side, it's like, bruh, for real, you got incredible revenue stream and you don't have to be living the way that you're living. You don't have to have the extravagance that you have. For to say that you don't have the money to invest in your ideas, you have more money than some of us do to invest in your ideas, and you have the status and the reputation and the stature in order to get this shit accomplished. But that's just my thoughts anyway. I ain't got that money. I don't understand what come along with that. But I feel like to go out and ask Zuckerberg for a loan was some super donkey shit to do. And I don't know if Charlamagne gave it to you yet, but he should. You know what I'm saying? That ain't no player shit. But I read today that one of Kanye fans or some motherfucker done started a GoFundMe to help pay off Kanye West's $53 million debt. Real shit, B. It's real shit. And said kind of the same thing, like, you know, he's one of the greatest artists ever. He's, you know, this generation's Andy Warhol. He's whatever, whatever. We should support him. We got to be the Medici, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if you know about that shit. That was some old ass motherfucker, you know. They had money and they Plato or Copernicus or one of the motherfuckers. Somebody, you know what I'm saying, used them as investors to keep them afloat, you know what I mean, they family. So Buddy kind of saying we need to band together and help Kanye jump off right now. Bro, off the rip, I'm like, what the fuck, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Now you got other people out here trying to pay your debt, but you asking for money, and you're a multimillionaire. It's people that's pissed off in the comment boards posting, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, like, I kind of agree with what Buddy was saying. Like, hey, bro, you know what I mean? He kind of said the same shit I was saying. Like, you got money, bro. You ain't got to be living the way you living. You ain't got to be doing the shit you do. Trying to ball that hard. Still no word from Mark Zuckerberg whether or not he going to give him the money, you know what I'm saying? But we finna start that Twitter discussion with Mr. Twitter Fingers about, you know what I mean, if you invest some of your money, maybe he'll look out for you if you look out for us. You know what I'm saying? Let's do it like that. Nah, I ain't going that far. I'm cool on you, man, your God ideas. I just want your money. And you know what I'm saying? We finna keep out here. We just want your money, dog. We want all the creative control. We don't want none of that. I ain't trying to do none of that shit you be doing, none of that. We ain't making no burlap sack, take potato bags, and none of that shit. Potato sack, race, face sack. and print a smiley face on it and shit. It's the new T-shirt, motherfucker. Potato sack shirt coming live to you, Mr. Nice Guy Tees. Shout out to everybody in the Nice Guy Nation, man. It's been another edition of the Night Show with Guy Nice. We are here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. We will return tomorrow with the same old fuckery. Tune your station to the dial to make you smile. The Night Show with Guy Nice. Till next time, ladies and gentlemen. See you on the other side.